I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 19th. A Weymouth man was fatally injured when he was struck by a car Monday night while crossing Southern Artery near Broad Street in Quincy. Quincy police were dispatched to the crash just after 7 p.m. The pedestrian, a 58-year-old, was taken to Boston Medical Center. He died yesterday morning. The driver, an 82-year-old Quincy man, was not injured. No charges have been filed at this time. The pedestrian's identity will not be released until his family has been notified, and the crash remains under investigation. A Brockton man who fled from a traffic stop while dragging a state trooper down the roadway in 2023 was sent to jail yesterday. 31-year-old Derek Lobo from Brockton pleaded guilty in Brockton Superior Court to one count each of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, assault and battery on a police officer, and reckless operation of a motor vehicle. The state had recommended Lobo serve 3 to 5 years in state prison. The judge sentenced Lobo to 2.5 years, with 1 year to serve and the balance suspended for 2 years. The incident occurred September 13th of 2023 on Montello Street in Brockton. According to state police, troopers stopped Lobo's car for motor vehicle violations and approached his car on both sides. The troopers then attempted to remove Lobo from the vehicle, and they said he accelerated at a high rate of speed, with one of the troopers still hanging on to the open door. State police said that trooper was then dragged by Lobo's car until the trooper separated from the moving vehicle and was flung into the opposite lane of travel towards oncoming traffic. Due to the high speed Lobo was traveling, state police said the trooper slid 10 feet, his uniform was shredded, and he suffered minor injuries. Lobo was arrested the following day. A Weymouth man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison after a Norfolk Superior Court jury found him guilty yesterday of running a drug distribution operation out of his Weymouth Commons apartment. 41-year-old Brianne Johnson was found guilty of trafficking almost 240 grams of methamphetamine and 8 related drug peddling offenses after the jury deliberated 5 hours. The trial lasted 5 days. Johnson was also sentenced to concurrent 2-year prison terms on drug possession and distribution charges. Johnson was arrested in July 2021 after a 4-month investigation by members of the Weymouth Police Narcotics Unit, who were helped by the State Police Narcotics Unit and the Norfolk District Attorney's Office. During the investigation, police conducted surveillance in which they observed drug transactions, including an occasion when the defendant dropped a bag of narcotics from the balcony of his apartment on Audubon Road to a customer on the ground. Police executed a search warrant at Johnson's apartment, found nearly 240 grams of methamphetamine, smaller amounts of cocaine and fentanyl, a scale, and other drug paraphernalia. Quincy Health Commissioner Marley Casley was arrested for drunk driving over the weekend. The Patriot Ledger reports the 29-year-old Casley was arrested by state police on Route 3 South in Weymouth at around 2 a.m. on Sunday when a trooper pulled him over for traveling 100 miles per hour. Casley reportedly told the trooper he had 2 drinks at a Boston restaurant and was headed home to Abington. He reportedly failed a field sobriety test and a breathalyzer test. The trooper reported Castley's speech was slurred, there was alcohol on his breath, and that his eyes were bloodshot. Castley was released on personal recognizance after pleading not guilty in Quincy District Court on Monday. Castley was appointed by Mayor Thomas Koch in 2021 to replace Ruth Jones, who retired. He was formerly the city's sanitary health inspector. The Quincy City Council has voted 7-2 in favor of a resolution asking the city to determine how to enforce an ordinance that makes the Lunar New Year a holiday in the Quincy schools. Council voted 7-2 on Monday night in support of the resolution offered by Councilor at Large Nina Liang. Councilors James Devine and Dan Minton voted against Liang's ordinance. Last year, the council voted unanimously in favor of Liang's initial ordinance calling for the Lunar New Year holiday. However, the school committee obtained a legal opinion that said the city council cannot intervene in the setting of the school calendar. School committee voted recently 4-3 against making Lunar New Year a school holiday. City Solicitor Jim Timmons said if the two sides can't reach an agreement, the matter may end up in court. Proposal for a large new apartment complex in West Quincy comes before the planning board tonight. A developer wants to put up a six-story, 58-unit apartment complex on Willard Street across from the Common Market Restaurant. Proposal calls for demolishing the existing structures and putting up the new building with a two-level parking garage for a total of 105 parking spaces. Quarry LLC is the proponent of the project. Planning Board will hold a public hearing about the proposal tonight at 6 at Old City Hall. Also on the agenda tonight, a plan for a 94-unit apartment building with parking for 97 cars on Old Colony Avenue, and a 27-unit affordable apartment complex also on Old Colony Avenue, plus a continued public hearing on plans for a four-story, 18-unit apartment complex with 21 parking spaces on School Street in Quincy Center. Karen Reed's case returned to court yesterday with a harsh warning for her defense team and a long to-do list as attorneys prepare for the start of her second murder trial. Judge Beverly Canoni said she determined that defense attorneys deliberately misled her about their relationship with two expert witnesses who testified at the first trial. The defense presented those witnesses as independent, but later admitted to paying them after the first trial ended in a hung jury. The judge then called Reed and her attorneys to the bench for a private sidebar, which the courtroom camera was not allowed to record. Canoni later said that Reed indicated that she wants to keep all her current lawyers. The judge said she will respect that wish and not ban them from the second trial. The judge could still decide to punish the lawyers at a later date. Testimony in Reed's first trial began on April 29th following opening statements. It ended on July 1st when jurors reported being hopelessly deadlocked and a mistrial was declared. Reed's team vowed to keep fighting and her defense has waged a considerable battle across multiple courts, attempting to get charges dropped or have the case thrown out entirely. Meantime, a federal investigation into the case concluded without any charges being filed against police. Her second trial is set to begin with jury selection on April 1st. Oh, it's a sure sign of spring in New England. Right whales are returning to Cape Cod Bay, but this year in larger numbers than in previous years. According to researchers at the Center for Coastal Studies, images have shown 80 of the critically endangered whales in the bay. Last week, researchers also spotted the first mother-calf pair. The mother, identified as 31-year-old Nauset, was first spotted swimming with her newborn off the coast of Georgia in December. After spending the winter breeding off the southeastern U.S. coast, right whales migrate to areas like Cape Cod Bay, which becomes one of the world's largest whale feeding grounds during the springtime. With only around 370 North Atlantic right whales remaining, the increase in sightings in Cape Cod Bay offers a hopeful sign for the endangered species. A check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 260. The NASDAQ lost 304. The S&P dropped 60. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar was higher. The euro down. Oil at $66 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat the Nets 104-96. They'll be in Utah Friday night at 9:30. The Bruins will be in Vegas tomorrow night at 10. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, sunny and mild, high 58 degrees this afternoon. For tonight, cloudy and a low of 35. Tomorrow, some morning fog and then cloudy with a high tomorrow of 57. Looks like a rainy, windy Friday. High Friday, only 48 and partly cloudy, 58 on Saturday. For the boater, waves about a foot, a northeast wind at 5-10 knots and a high tide 3:43 this afternoon. The sun rose at 6:48, sets at 6:55. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 19th.